Welcome to this special American Society of Breast Surgeons edition of Breast Cancer Update. This is medical oncologist Dr. Neil Love. In May of this year, our CME group hosted a special Patterns of Care symposium on the first evening of the ASBS meeting in New York City. During this event, we presented for the first time results of a national Patterns of Care study conducted several months previously, targeting U.S.-based general surgeons and surgical oncology clinical investigators. My co-chair for this effort was Dr. Pat Whitworth, and the other faculty members were Dr. Mike Dixon, Dr. Mark Pegram, and Dr. Peter Ravden. Later on in the program, you'll hear individual interviews with the faculty, but we begin with highlights of the ASBS symposium and the first topic, which was neoadjuvant therapy, and specifically the highly controversial topic of timing of sentinel node biopsy. While more than three-quarters of surgical investigators would do the procedure after neoadjuvant treatment, in community surgeons, 40% would do it before, 40% after, and 20% would not do sentinel node at all in this situation. Dr. Dixon began the discussion.
I was a little bit surprised that so many people wanted to do sentinel node before neoadjuvant therapy. I mean, nowadays with ultrasound and image-guided core biopsy and FNA, you can detect about 50% of patients with involved nodes at the time of diagnosis. More importantly, you can detect the majority of those patients with multiple nodes, which is probably what you want to know. For me, the fact that some of these patients are going to be downstaged after surgery, the fact that there was a very good study from Cremona where they took about 250 patients before chemotherapy, they did CINTI scans before chemotherapy, this is axillary CINTI scans, and after chemotherapy, exactly the same nodes showed up before and after chemotherapy. So sentinel node works after chemotherapy. And for me, I want to know what's going on after chemotherapy. I want to know what the oncologists have done to convert that. Because if the sentinel nodes are negative after chemotherapy, I don't think these women need axillary dissection. If you look at the NSABP data, what you find is the majority of patients who had false negative sentinel nodes were those in which they found only a single node. The reality is that most patients have two or three sentinel nodes. If you're good at finding the sentinel nodes and you find an average somewhere between two and three sentinel nodes, then your false negative rate will be better than the NSABP study. So for me, I think I would do sentinel node after neoadjuvant chemotherapy, and I'm not too bothered about doing it before.
Pat, can you kind of just summarize your take on this pretty complicated issue?
Yeah, I would agree with Mike. The original concern was, in the first place, is it accurate? And a number of studies that came out early in the decade said, well, it's all over the map. We don't know if we can trust it. But now the NSABP, which did the B32 study, which was a non-neoadjuvant study, and these neoadjuvant studies, if you look at patients who got isotope, the accuracy is exactly the same. It's even a little bit better in the neoadjuvant studies, not statistically different. So the accuracy is not in question. The other issue that comes up is, do we lose information that guides therapy? As we've learned recently, that response is probably the most powerful predictor of outcome and guide for further treatment that we've got. And we are certainly going to lose that information if we take the nodes out on the front end. But on the other hand, the radiation oncologist in many places wants to know how many nodes were positive. If there were four or more, we need chest wall radiation therapy for a mastectomy patient, or we need supraclavicular radiation therapy for a breast conservation patient. You're suppressing information that we really need to make a decision. Terry, when he's recently presented this, and I don't believe he's published this yet, can show you that the local regional failure rate for a patient who has even a single positive node after neoadjuvant therapy is high, higher than 10%, in a range where we would want to give that patient chest wall radiation therapy or a supraclavicular port. On the other hand, if a patient has zero positive nodes after neoadjuvant chemotherapy, their risk is significantly under 10% and probably in a group we would not radiate. Now that, again, is preliminary information. It hasn't been published, but I'm using it as a guide in my practice.
What about Mike's point about the issue of number sentinel nodes, Pat? And what about this false, you know, negative rate? Is it comparable to what you would see, you know, in the more typical situation when the surgery is done before chemo?
I think so. Kelly McMasters, in his tremendous work that he published from the era where we were doing sentinel node and an axillary dissection at the same time when people were trying to build their skill set, shows pretty clearly if you just take out an average of one sentinel node, your false negative rate is going to be way higher. Now, it's not that some cases don't have just a single node, but your average should be 2 or 2 to 3. And if you have that average, your false negative rate is much lower than a peer who has a single node for most cases.